Indianapolis. Travis DeNicola spoke with filmmaker Hannah Myers Lindgren about the movie.
Hannah, welcome to Art of the Matter. Great to have you here.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So am I. I'm really impressed by what I've seen of this film so far. And we're going to talk about the film in just a minute and sort of how it came to be. But I first became aware of your work a couple years ago when I saw a documentary you had created about fans of John Green, the Nerd Fighters. And that was a great piece.
Thank you.
But the quality of this new one, Food First, is just outstanding.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely on a different caliber. I produced the Nerd Fighters documentary when I was in school, and about 75% of that content was crowdsourced from the community. So depending on whatever the community had access to in terms of camera and audio, that's what we got.
Right. It was kind of a mix.
This one's a little bit different in that it's the first film that I've produced with my production company. So it's a lot more consistent in terms of style and quality overall.
So which came first here, the working on the film or the production company that you've started?
The production company. Mm-hmm. So I started that pretty much right out of school in 2013, in June of 2013. And from there, I mostly did client work. We still mostly do client work.
And it's Deliberate Media.
Yeah, Deliberate Media. Mm-hmm. And for a while, it was just me. But fortunately, last year, I was able to hire someone full time. So now we're kind of a duo.
Cool.
But yeah, we started that in 2013. And then we started producing this film in spring of 2014. So it was they're almost about the same age, but the production company is a little bit older.
So why is it that you wanted to produce this film? I mean, you have a very personal connection to food.
Yes,
I
do.
I guess we all do.
Yes. Yeah, we all that's the whole point of the film, is that food is very important to all of us. I've had a evolving relationship with food. When I was a freshman in college, I got very, very ill, to the point where it was hard for me to get out of bed and go to class because I wasn't able to consume the nutrients that I needed, and I was just so weak and tired and it just was losing weight very rapidly. So, you know, had a series of doctor's appointments.
Most people
tests.
Get the freshman 10 or 15 or whatever, right?
Well, I got that, and then I quickly lost it as I got sick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we figured out that it was all related to my digestive system, and that I had several different food intolerances, and it had created leaky gut in my digestive system. So from there, it was just a process of healing and recovery. I had to have a couple other things done, like my gallbladder removed, and slowly over the years, I originally saw it as a thing to just be angry about. And I was very bitter. And
frustrated, I'm sure.
Very frustrated. Yeah. I got overwhelmed very easily, like if I had to go out to eat, or I didn't really enjoy cooking at that time, so much to my mother's dismay. So I wouldn't know really what to do, and I felt overwhelmed. But then when I got out of school and I was living on my own, I realized that it was entirely my own power of what I put into my mouth and what I put into my body. I was responsible.
No longer relying on dorm food.
No, not relying on dorm food. Or mom. And so then I started going to farmers markets and learning more about fresh food and how to cook it. And it's been a process. I mean, it's not easy to learn how to, cook your own food and what your body needs and everything. But it's been just wonderful and educating. And that's my journey has just grown exponentially since I started this film.
So how did that turn into the film? I mean, at what point did you say, wait a second, I'm not just learning about food for myself, but I want to make a documentary about this?
Yeah, so at first I thought about making it like a personal documentary about my own story, about my own sort of coming to terms with food. But then I realized that the food story in itself of what's going on here in Indy is much more powerful than my own. And it expands much beyond health and everything. It's on social services and economy and that sort of thing. And so once I got introduced to one person, it just led to the next, And then I realized how multifaceted the community really was.
You really feature some interesting people in the film. A number of people who I know, and I'm sure our listeners will recognize, Dr. Lisa Harris from Eskenazi, Laura and Tyler Henderson from Growing Places Indy, RJ Wall, the founder of Chef's Night Off Indy, Ted Grain from LISC, a lot of really interesting people that are included in this, as well as other people involved with things like green bean delivery and different chefs, of course. How'd you go about getting all these people involved?
Yeah, well, so my journey kind of started with a chance meeting with Chef Wendell Fowler, who is a personality on Wish TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduced me to Audrey Barron, who at that time was just starting construction on Ezra's Enlightened Cafe, the first raw vegan cafe in Indy. So from Audrey, I just sort of started following her, and then she led me to, you know, growers and agriculture, and she led me to other restaurant owners, and it really just rippled out from there. And what's cool is all of these people, yes, you'd think, oh, they all have food in common. That's very true, but they are very different things. You know, they all tackle very different things related to food. But when in the film, you'll see that even though they're all different topics and they were interviewed about whatever topic that they specialized in, mm-hmm. they really create one cohesive voice that represents what the food movement is all about.
For example, I mentioned Dr. Lisa Harris and Eskenazi. Of course, they have the rooftop garden there where they actually grow food.
The
connection back to food, of course, and obviously food and health.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely one facet of it. But then what's also great is each person, place, individual, business that we featured tended to have kind of like one foot here, one foot there.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, you'd think, oh yeah, you know, Eskenazi, the hospital, the Sky Farm, they're all about wellness and health and stuff. And they are, but also they specifically have their clinics, you know, in neighborhoods where people are underserved, and they're in food deserts, and they're in places where people don't have access. And they serve people even if they can't afford to, you know, have medical care, they still do that. And so that brings in the social services aspect, which then, you know, brings in LISC and brings in what they're doing to try and growing places indie, you know, and education. And it just really, it's a giant web. It's all interconnected.
Yeah, yeah. LISC, the local initiative support group, I mean, I sort of think of them more as, you know, neighborhood development. And so at first I'm like, oh, what's Ted doing in this food documentary, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Ted is actually throughout the entire film. I don't think he expected that. but he just managed to really cement all the pieces together and really show how it all is interconnected. And I really like in the film, he describes it as there's all these different pillars of the food movement, right? There's, you know, the people who care about sustainability, there's the people who care about wellness, there's people who care about restaurants, and then access and education. Well, the thing that is really creating a huge movement in Indianapolis right now is that all of the pillars are starting to talk to each other and realizing that with each other, they are stronger. And they, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. If everyone is working together and working cohesively, it's just going to get better and better for everyone.
So what did you learn during the course of making this documentary?
So much.
Mm-hmm.
On a personal level, I just learned a lot more about, you know, feeding my body with the things that it needs. And it's made me, you know, feel much better than I have in the 6 years since I've gotten sick. So that has been a wonderful personal addition to my life. But on another level, I just, you know, I fell even more in love with Indianapolis. This is a fantastic place. And the more that you learn about what's going on with this community and this movement, the more amazing it is. And you start to be like, wow, Indianapolis is really doing some fantastic things. I showed this to a friend who's you know, she's from the South, she's from Birmingham and stuff, and she said, I didn't realize Indianapolis was so progressive. And I was like, yeah, no one does. That's the point. And that's what we want to do with this film, is tell everyone what's happening here, because it's really cool.
It is very cool. So I mean, that's obviously one thing you want people to get out of this, and, you know, just to like recognize that there's some really cool things going on in the food movement here. What else do you hope people get out of this, being able to see this documentary?
I hope they get out of it whatever they need. So, you know, obviously, it would be really great if people saw the film and said, I really want to get engaged in the food community in this way, whether that's volunteering with Growing Places Indy, or whether that's deciding that the one night a week they go out to eat, they're going to only eat local, or, you know, deciding, oh, I'm going to try and get as much of my food from the farmer's market as possible. You know, it's a small, tiny thing that you can do to change, you know, or it's a big thing. You can decide that that's, you know, that you want to focus more on this. Our intern right now, she watched the film and she's like, this is incredible. Like, I didn't realize it. And I'm just feel very passionate right now. Like, I need to get involved in this. And that's what it's all about, is the more people we can have talking about it, the better.
So let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of how the film got made. Because it was really through a Kickstarter campaign, right?
Sort of, yeah.
You're part
so
of that?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
We in order to get kind of the initial funding, because my business was less than a year old when we mm-hmm. decided to start this, we didn't really have a whole lot of funds stored up. So we did an initial Kickstarter campaign where we got about $3,000 to start, and that just helped us with some equipment needs that we still needed, some time, so labor yeah. from additional people, because at that time it was only me, and so it was a lot harder to get shoots done. And there we, you know, we quickly exhausted that. And really over the last year and a half, it's just been, you know, Deliberate Media funds, our client work that's been funding this.
So it's not like the different, food places that are featured in this are sponsors in any way or anything.
No, not until right now at the very end mm-hmm. when we said, you know, we're doing this final push. There's a ton of costs here at the end. And we put a call out for sponsors, and Visit Indy and Indy Food Council both
awesome.
Sponsored us a little bit. So that mm-hmm. was fantastic. And it gave us a little bit of extra, you know, room to get some of those things. Because, you know, before we were just doing things that were our own labor. So yeah. it didn't really cost us anything but time. Whereas now, you know, we had to send it off to a sound editor or to a color corrector or to a graphics person, and all those individuals cost more money up
sure,
front.
Sure, of course. So how can people see this?
Yeah, so we're having a 6-screening series this mm-hmm. summer over June and July. There's 4 in June and 2 in July. And the premiere will be at Tyner Pond Farm on Saturday, June 11th at 5 o'clock. And each screening is really unique because each one of them is followed by a community conversation. So obviously we cannot include everything that's happening in the food scene in mm-hmm. our documentary because it would be like a week-long documentary. So we had to figure out a way to continue the discussion and include businesses and organizations that we were not able to include.
I see.
So, you know, we featured these certain ones in the film, but from there we're partnering with other organizations and businesses on the ground to host these screenings. And then afterwards, have panelists that are comprised of people doing similar work or other types of things that, you know, support other areas of the food movement. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a discussion about it.
And each screening will then have a different theme.
Yeah, each screening is a different theme. Yeah. For 5 of them, they're very much, you know, this one's about access, this one's about nutrition, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. The only one that's different is our one up in Hamilton County, because that's where our production company is. We're doing that discussion about what's happening in Hamilton County.
Sure, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
So any plans for larger distribution or what happens next?
Yes. Well,
I mean, you've been working on this a long time. I know you want to get it out there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and then the biggest thing is, you know, we want the discussion to be here and we want mm-hmm. people here to learn about it and engage in it, but we also want to show other people. I mean, just like my friend that I mentioned who didn't realize Indy was so progressive, well, that's what we want to do, is spread the word about it. So we actually on Friday applied to our first 7 film festivals, and we're going to continue doing them in kind of batches for the rest of the year. And hopefully, you know, we're doing some food themed ones and then mm-hmm. some ones around the Midwest, and we're just hoping to get as many eyes on it as possible.
Well, you have to keep us updated on that.
I will.
And let us know. Excellent. Well, looking forward to seeing the entire documentary, Food First. Hannah, thanks so much for coming in Art of the Matter. It's great to have you here. And congratulations on an amazing film.
Oh, thank you so much.